despite his forthcoming marriage, voluntarily broke off with Whitey, and he is now a very sad young man. After spending practically a sleepless night, he has come to take Robin Radcliffe over to see Carl von Dorn, convalescing rapidly from the successful eye operation. As they were leaving, the postman handed Robin a letter. It's from Sue Ann, who has written at length of her marriage plans. Whitey has asked Robin to read no more of it, not wanting to hear of the wedding.
But wait, it doesn't sound as though the plans concern Whitey.
No, Robin, don't read me no more of that. I can't stand it.
Wait a minute, Whitey, wait a minute.
Throw it out the door, tear it up, but don't read any more of it.
Whitey, she doesn't mean you. She's not going to marry you.
What?
Listen to this. Sue Ann's not going to marry you. She says, I know this will be a shock, but I'm going to marry Johnny Banks, and I want you to tell Whitey. Break the news as gently to him as you possibly can, Robin. I just know it's going to kill him, and he is such a sweet lamb, too. Wait a minute, listen. Johnny has completely rushed me off my feet. He is so romantic, and I can't marry Whitey because Johnny wants to marry me, and I can't help it. I know you will understand, Robin.
Let me see that.
Look out, Whitey. Don't take your hands off the wheel.
Let me see it.
Yippee! Whitey, look out!
Help me lift
this
car
off of
him.
Are you all right?
That's Robin Radcliffe, the movie star.
Are you all right, Miss Radcliffe?
I'm all right. But help me with him.
Oh, we'll get him out of there all right. How did it happen?
Oh, I don't know. Now's not the time for that. Whitey. Whitey.
He don't answer. He's pretty bad hurt, I guess.
Will someone call an ambulance? Hurry, there's a man badly hurt.
Are you all right, my dear?
Yes, I guess I wasn't hurt.
Are you sure?
Oh, please.
They've already called the police ambulance.
Thanks.
Is there anything I can do?
I guess not. I think it's best for Whitey just to stay right there until the ambulance comes.
Yeah, you're not hurt, huh?
No, please, please, I'm all right. I'm only worried about him. And will everyone stand back a little?
All right, come on, get back. There's nothing to do here. Here comes the ambulance.
Good. Oh, Whitey. Whitey, it's me, Robin. Can't you hear me, Whitey? Oh, Whitey, come on, kid. You'll be all right. We're going to take you to the hospital.
Come on, get back. Get back, please. Back up, please.
Oh, thank heaven you've come. Is he all right?
I don't know. I can't see anything. Hey, aren't you Robin Radcliffe?
Yes. Are you sure you can't? Yes, but can't you tell me anything about Mr. Evans?
You can ride down to the hospital with us. All right, easy, boys. Take it easy, will you? Get back, will you, please?
Stand back.
All right, here's his hat.
I'll take it.
All right. Give me a pat, you here. Give me a pat, please. Come on, Miss Radcliffe.
Thanks.
Do you need any help there?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm all right.
Hey, you get in the inside, Jack. Okay. I'll take this end of it. All right, come on, lift him up. Got him in there?
Okay.
All right, push it over against the side then, will you? You've got a passenger. Okay, Miss Radcliffe, you get in there. Sit on that seat right by his head.
Yes, and will you please hurry?
We'll get there just as fast as we can.
Doctor.
Yes? Oh, Miss Radcliffe.
Have you finished your examination of Mr. Evans?
Yeah, as much as I can right at present.
And he's...
I think he'll be all right.
Oh.
There's not a sign of anything seriously wrong with him. Unfortunately, he's in a coma, and naturally we must regard such a condition with suspicion.
You've taken x-rays.
Yes, but they aren't dry enough yet to really tell if there's any extensive internal injury. I doubt it.
Oh, thank heaven.
The pictures taken of his head show no signs of any injury whatsoever. No fractures or clotting. So I think on the whole, the prognosis looks good.
You mean he's going to be all right?
I think so.
Then I needn't worry.
I don't believe I'd worry about it too much.
Oh, you don't know how good that makes me feel.
He's still unconscious, of course, but that's often true in an accident case of this sort. Probably a slight concussion. He'll come out of it all right. However, I would suggest that he stay in the hospital a little while yet.
I'll see that he does. I ought to be used to hospitals by now. Dr. Radick just let Mr. von Dorn come home from here.
Oh, yes. How is von Dorn now? I understand Radick did a marvelous bit of surgery in that case.
Well, Carl can see, and is recovering splendidly. If you think it would be best, I'll call Dr. Radick in to see Mr. Evans.
Yes, it might be a good idea, that.
I think I'd better call Mr. von Dorn first and tell him where I am. He's been expecting me at his home all morning.
And I don't think you'll have to call him. Isn't that von Dorn coming down the hall now?
Well, how could he have known... Carl!
Robin, are you all right? Are you all right?
Oh, Carl, of course I'm all right, but why did you come down here?
Oh, my dear, why did I come down here? For only one reason. Tell me, you're not injured. You're not hurt.
Oh, nothing outside of this run in my stocking, Carl. Oh. You can ask the doctor here. Oh, doctor, this is Mr. von Dorn.
I'm very glad to know you.
She's not hurt, doctor. She's all right.
I can assure you that Miss Radcliffe escaped any injury, Mr. von Dorn. I first wanted to take some x-rays, but now I see no need of it.
There, Carl. You see? What? Official, too.
Well, you're not bruised. There's nothing broken. You are not hurt at all, my dear.
Of course not, Carl. Look, see? As good as ever.
Oh. I have spent a very bad 10 minutes.
Tell me, how did you know so soon, Mr. Van Dorn?
The reporters called me for a statement.
Oh.
I don't know what I could have told them. And all they could tell me was that Robin was in the hospital. Oh. You're all right, huh?
Yes, Carl. And I'm so sorry that all this has caused you anxiety.
Oh, that is nothing. And Whitey, what about him, Doctor?
I think that Mr. Evans will be quite all right. There's nothing to be alarmed about. He's in a coma, but that can probably be accounted for by concussion.
They've taken x-rays of Whitey and can't find anything.
Oh, I want that you should give him all the care that is necessary, Doctor. And keep in touch with me concerning him, huh?
I think he should stay in the hospital for a few days yet. To be on the safe side, of course.
Oh, yeah. You have a nurse for him?
One has been called on the case. However, she's not here yet. I'll stay until she comes. Well, I'd better go in and see how Mr. Evans is now.
Let us know if we could see him.
I will.
Oh, Carl, I'm terribly sorry about it. I know you shouldn't have come down here.
Oh, no. I'm all right, my dear. And, I'm so thankful that you were not injured. I don't believe I've ever spent such a terrible few moments as those between the time they called me until I arrived here and saw you.
Poor girl.
No, you tell me everything, how
Robin?
It happened. And...
Oh, Robin, where is he?
Hello, Margie. Oh, right in this room here. And
how is he? He's not badly hurt?
No, just sit down and I'll tell you all about it.
Oh,
first, this is Mr. Van Dorn. This is Miss Knight, Carl, a very dear friend of Whitey's.
Oh, how do you do?
Hello. Well, now tell me, Robin, Whitey, he's all right?
He's coming out of it just fine.
Oh, gee, that's swell. Well, look, what happened? Sullivan called me and said that you and Whitey had been in a wreck and that he was on his way here.
You have not told me how the accident occurred, Robin.
No.
Well, there's not much to tell. You know how those things happen. I was reading a letter to Whitey and... Uh-huh. Oh, Margie. No, I guess I better let Whitey tell you about that. At any rate... Whitey evidently forgot he was driving a car.
Oh, he needs a chauffeur. I know how he drives.
Usually with one hand on the wheel,
yeah,
and his eyes everywhere but in front of him.
Yeah.
However, the next thing I knew, there was a grinding crash, and I came to half in and half out of the car.
Oh, my dear.
And Whitey?
When I first looked at him, I thought something terrible had happened to him. He was so white and still. His face was about the color of his hair.
Then when did you call the ambulance?
Well, I didn't, but one came almost instantly.
Well, this hospital is not far.
Well, look, I was just leaving when Sullivan phoned me. Oh, gosh, it sure was considerate of him.
Oh, when did Jimmy say he was going to be here?
Well, he said he was leaving for the hospital right away.
Well, you wait here, Robin.
Yes, Carl.
I go down to the office and make the necessary arrangements for Whitey's bill here.
Oh, that'd be fine, Carl, if you would.
Yeah, you would be here, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'll stay here until the doctor thinks it's all right for me to go in.
Well, I'll stay with you.
Yeah, I will come back then presently, just as soon as...
We'll be right here, Carl. Oh, and Margie, if you've got anything else...
Miss Redcliffe.
Oh, yes, Doctor.
I think he's coming out of it.
Well, he's going to be all right, Doctor?
This is Miss Knight, Doctor.
How do you do?
How do you do, Doctor?
Yes, I think Mr. Evans will make it.
Well, when will we be able to see him?
You'd better wait until the nurse gets here.
Well, he's not in pain, is he?
Pain?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. He'll probably be pretty stiff for a couple of days, but I think that'll be about all. I want to keep him here at the hospital for a few days under observation.
Oh, Doctor, Mr. Van Dorn is going to arrange for the bill for Mr. Evans.
Was someone asking for me?
Whitey!
Here, you shouldn't be out of bed.
Yeah, I know, but I want to know where I am and what I'm doing.
Whitey, you should.
Mr. Evans, I want you to...
Well, what's wrong?
Oh, look, Whitey, I mean, look at that.
Nightshirt, that's all you've got on.
A nightshirt? Oh!
Well, I'll bet he's just about as embarrassed as we are.
You had better get back to bed or Margie and I are coming in there.
No, don't do that. I just want to ask you one thing.
Yes?
Is what you read in the letter from Sue Ann the truth?
It's exactly as I read it.
Really?
Really.
Whitey, you go back to bed.
Mr. Evans, this is the doctor speaking, and if you don't...
Robin!
You'd better listen to the doctor.
Whitey.
Then me and Sue Ann ain't gonna get married?
That's right.
Yippee!
Well, it doesn't look as though Whitey Evans will be kept down very long now that he's free from his expected marriage to Sue Ann. Robin was fortunate to escape serious injury. We hope she'll always be that lucky. There is still much ahead of her. Listen to the following chapters.